Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Amen. Glory to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's another new day that he has allowed us to see. Amen. Glory to God. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Got an announcement. Amen. So excited about it. We got an upcoming event, June the 13th. Amen. Glory to God. Women Who Win, come to see how. It's going to be June 13th. 2015 from 11 o'clock a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. You want to be a part of this Women Who Win. Amen. Come and see how. Because God is going to do a great work. The Spirit of God is going to move. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Healing, delivering, saving, and people getting set free. Glory to God. You want to be a part of Women Who Win. Amen. Glory to God. The place will be the Center Activity Center in Phoenix City, Alabama, 1500 14th Street, Phoenix City, Alabama. Amen. The guest preacher will be Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Amen. The host of Without Walls, Wild Radio, amen, from Auburn, Alabama, amen. For more information, get in contact with Prophetess Martha Williams at 302-648-2802. You want to be a part of this Women Who Win, amen. Glory to God. You want to be a part of it. God is going to do some great things there. We're just thanking God for what he's going to do on Saturday. So you don't want to miss it. You want to be a part of it. Amen. Glory to God. And if you listen to Prophetess' show today, Pathetic Corner, she gave you a text of prayer that Elder Evangelist asked you pray today. A powerful woman of God. Amen. She can get a prayer up to the heavens. Glory to God. So you want to be a part of that. Amen. The Wild Team, glory to God, is in Phoenix City, Alabama on Saturday, June the 13th, 2015, from 11 o'clock a.m. to 11 o'clock p.m., and that's Eastern Standard Time at the Central Activity Center. So put that on your calendar, mark it on your calendar, put your reminder in your phone so you can be a part of Women Who Win. Amen. That's all of our announcements for today. So if you would go ahead, as I said earlier, and mark that on your calendar, you don't want to miss it. I just feel it down in my spirit. I didn't know God going to show up, and he going to show out. Good God Almighty, you want to be a part of this. Glory to God. Glory to God. I am so excited about it. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, oh God. We give you glory and honor for allowing us to see another day. Oh, Father God, you are able to do all things, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we thank you for watching over us while we slept and slumbered last night, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for breathing the breath of life in our bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for the upcoming event, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just thank you for it right now, Father God. Event, oh God, where you shall be glorified in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, hallelujah, for every open door, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the doors that no man can close, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now for the sick, those who are sick in their bodies and in their minds, oh God. We pray for healing right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch them right now, Father, and make them whole, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray for the lost, oh God. We pray, Father God, that they will come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. We pray, Father God, that they will wake up, glory to God, and wake up and see that sin killeth the soul, glory to God, and that they will come to Jesus while they still have time, while the blood is yet warm and warm in their veins. We pray right now, Father, that they will make the choice, huh, to choose this day to serve the true and living God. Oh, Father God, we give you praise and honor and glory for the soul, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, save a soul right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we know that you're able to heal, deliver, and set them free if they will just call upon your holy name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the sick and we pray for the shut-ins all over the world, God. We pray for healing. We pray for comfort, Father. We pray for peace, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for peace in the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. For there's so much innocent blood shed all over the land, oh God, all through the world and all through the nations, oh God. We pray for peace in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you heal. We thank you that you deliver, Father. We thank you that you save. We thank you, oh God, because we know it was by the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We praise your holy name, for you are worthy of all of our praises. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Our scripture reading this afternoon will be coming from John, the third chapter, familiar passage of scripture. I'm going to begin reading at verse number 15. Amen. Glory to God. And the word of God reads, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop reading right there. I want to encourage you in your own devotional time, if you would go back and read the entirety of the chapter. Our key scripture will be verse number 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. The title of our message today is, For God So Loved the World. Hallelujah to Jesus. For God so loved the world. Why did God send Jesus? The Bible says, for God so loved the world. God sent Jesus because he loved the world. He loved each and every one of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. For the Bible says, glory to God, that God loved us first. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That he sent his only begotten Son into a dying world that needed a Savior. Glory to God. The Son of Man came, glory to God, that all might have life in him, that none would perish if they would believe in the Son of Man. Glory to God, for God so loved the world. Glory to God that he had already made a way of salvation for a world that was dying in sin. Glory to God. God so loved the world. Glory to God that he had already, glory to God, he made a way that all might be saved. Hallelujah to Jesus. But in order for you to be saved, glory to God, you must believe that Jesus is. You must believe in the gospel. You must believe that Jesus is the Christ. You must confess your sins and you must repent of your sins in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world. God so loved the world. He loved the world so much, glory to God, that he came down 42 generations and wrapped flesh around his, glory to God, because God so loved the world. Yes, God loves you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes, God loves me. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes, God loved the whole world that he sent his only begotten Son to die upon the cross for our sins. Glory to God. For Jesus knew no sin. He had no sin. Glory to God. The Bible says that God loved us so much that he manifested his Son. Glory to God. In other words, Jesus came in the flesh and he dwelled among us. Glory to God. God manifested his Son to show us that God so loved the world. Glory to God. He loved us with an everlasting love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oftentimes we seek love from the things of the world. We seek love in our money. We seek love in our so-called friends because we want to be accepted. We want to be loved. But God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. Glory to God. If you want real love, if you want the true love, if you want everlasting love, you're going to find it only through Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave up his only Son. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus died for the whole world that all men might be saved through Jesus, and by the shedded blood of the Lamb. Oh, God. Hallelujah to Jesus. God so loved the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. He allowed Jesus to go to the cross. Lord, hallelujah. He allowed Jesus to come down 42 generations and be born through a Virgin Mary for the world. Jesus died for the whole world, for God so loved the world. Oh, God, we thank you for your love right now. No greater love than the love of God. No greater love than the Father. Oh, God, we thank you right now for your love because he loved us. Hallelujah to Jesus. He gave up his Son. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus Christ, glory, hallelujah. The Christ, the Son of the living God. Glory to God. God on Calvary here for your sins and my sins that we all might have life through him. But the Bible says you must believe. Oh, hallelujah. You've got to believe in order to be saved. The Bible says if you do not believe, you're already condemned, because you've got to believe that Jesus is. Oh, God, we thank you for your holy word. Oh, God, we thank you right now, for God so loved the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. God so loved the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For he loved us. God's love was towards us before we even knew who we were. Glory to God. He knew us when we were in our mother's womb. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He already had made a way through his son, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. God so loved the world. Hallelujah to Jesus that he gave up his son. Glory to God. Nobody but God loves you for real. Nobody but God. Hallelujah to Jesus, the true and living God. For God so loved the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. So God loved the world. That includes you and you and you and you. That includes your children and your grandchildren. Glory, hallelujah. It includes you. It includes your spouse. That includes your co-worker. It includes your enemy. It includes any man or woman, boy or girl that will believe on the Son. Glory to God. For God so loved the world. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. God so loved the world that he sent his only Son into the world that we all might have life. Hallelujah to Jesus. That we shall live and shall not die. Because God so loved the world that he sent his Son to die in our place. Glory to God. For Jesus was the perfect sacrifice for our sin. He had no sin and knew no sin. Yet God so loved the world that he sent his only Son that all might be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Glory to God. It was because of the shedding of the blood. Hallelujah to Jesus. That washes away the sin. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. For God so loved the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible just told you so. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's not my word, but it's the word of God. For God so loved the world. Yes, God loves you. Hallelujah to Jesus. For the Bible just told you so. Glory to God. For God so loved the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. God so loved the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah that he allowed Jesus to go through all of the persecution. He went through so much that we would have life. Because it was a love, a spirit of love. Glory to God, straight from the heaven. Glory to God, a love that man cannot understand, a love that the world cannot understand. Before God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. But you have a choice. Glory to God, to choose the true love. Glory to God, the true spirit of love. See, everybody that say that they love you, they don't truly love you. Words is all that they're speaking, but their actions don't show you that they love you. God so loved the world that he manifested his Son in the flesh. Glory to God. And he allowed him to die upon the cross for your sins and my sins. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. For God so loved the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The things that Jesus had to go through, the suffering, the affliction, the shame, the sins that he bore upon his body was our sin. For God so loved the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. The sins that he carried upon the cross, every sin that's even imaginable, Jesus carried upon his body for you. For he loved the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's time to get right with God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. For Jesus is soon to return, and he's not coming back as a lamb slain. Glory to God. He's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You better get ready. Glory to God. For God so loved the world that he made a way that you might be saved. He gave a gift of salvation unto the world. Glory to God. But you must receive it for yourself. Your mother can't do it. Can't nobody do it for you. Only you can do it. Glory to God. You have to confess your sin. You have to renounce.
in the same place. Glory to God. When you give your life to Christ, glory to God, you got to come from among them. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oil and water don't mix. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Well, it is the Spirit of God that saved. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It was just the messengers of the gospel. Hallelujah to Jesus. But it is the Word of God, oh, that heals. It's the Word of God that delivers. Glory to God. All power is in the hands of God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son. The gospel. Right here. The gospel. For God so loved the world. Glory to God. He didn't say I'm coming back for a denomination. He didn't say I was coming. He was coming back for the biggest church on the block. He didn't say that he was coming back with the church with the most money in it. Glory to God. But he said, I'm coming back for a church with no spots and no wrinkles. Glory to God. We are the church. Glory to God. Those who believe. Hallelujah. The true believers of God. The true church. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. So don't get caught up in denominations. Don't get caught up in the biggest church. Oh, there ain't nothing wrong with it. But that building can't save us. So that building can't heal nobody or deliver nobody, set them free. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can save and heal a soul. For God so loved the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. For God so loved the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. He loved us. Hallelujah. With an everlasting love. Hallelujah. You're looking for love, but you're looking for it in all the wrong places. Your money can't love you back. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jordan can't love you like God loves you. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Your house on your hill, your mansion. Oh, glory to God. Your car, your fine car. Glory to God. It can't love you like God loves you. Hallelujah. It is not even everlasting. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Only the things of God are everlasting. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. God loved us so much that he already had made a way and a plan through his only Son, Jesus the Christ. Glory to God. You must believe, for the scripture says, one must believe that he is. You got to believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's no other gospel. Jesus Christ lived, died, and rose again. It's the gospel. The Bible says, for God so loved the world, that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed it, whosoever, glory to God. He didn't say the rich. He didn't particularly say the poor. He didn't simply say a preacher, an evangelist, a pastor. Glory to God. Because many are preaching and ain't truly saved. God Almighty. That's the big chosen. Glory to God. But the Bible said God so loved the world that he sent his only Son. Jesus was sent. Jesus was chosen for the mission. Glory to God. That's God Almighty. Were you chosen? That one nobody can't get healed and delivered. God so loved the world that he sent his messengers of the gospel. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Have you been sent? Glory to God. For real? Glory to God. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whosoever call on the name of Jesus. Don't matter what you're going through right now. Don't matter what your situation looks like. It don't matter who like you. Don't matter who don't like you. Just know that God so loved the world. And yes, he loves you. And he loves you with an everlasting love. He showed you his love when he manifested his Son in the presence. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says he manifested his Son. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. All glory goes to God and no one else. All glory go unto him for what all he's already done at the cross, that all of us might have life in him. Glory to God. whosoever believeth in the Son shall have eternal life. It's a spiritual thing, because we know one day we're going to leave this world. We got an appointment, and that appointment we cannot change. We can change many appointments in our lives. If we get ready to go to the doctor, we can't make it. We can call it and reschedule and change it. But this appointment, you're going to keep. Glory to God. Why not be ready when that day comes? Can I tell you something? See, when you know the Son of God, when you truly know the Son, when you truly know the Christ, when you truly know the Messiah, glory to God, you don't have no fear of death. It's no fear there. Because you know where you're going. Then the moment you close your eyes, you know that you're going to be with Jesus. Absent from the body. Present with the Lord. Glory to God. You don't fear it. Because you know who Jesus is. You've got to know Jesus for yourself. Glory to God. Many people are sitting in the church over 30 and 40 years and yet don't know Jesus. Preaching the gospel and don't know Jesus. Glory to God. Staying in the choir and don't know Jesus. Glory to God. You got to know him. You got to know him for real. Oh, hallelujah. It's time to get right. Oh, hallelujah. If you don't know him for real, you need to get right with God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Backslider. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Come back to the Father. Glory to God. While you still have time, glory to God, come back to the Father. Hallelujah. For he's a forgiver of sins. Glory to God. That's why he sent Jesus, that we might be forgiven of our sins. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. For God so loved the world. Glory to God that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. You got to believe. Hallelujah in the Son. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible tells us, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. He didn't send him to condemn you. People may condemn you. People may look down on you. People may judge you. People may talk about you. You may be a last choice, but God made you his first choice. Glory to God. He didn't make you last. Glory to God. He picked you up. Glory to God. He picked you up and cleaned you up and saved your soul. But you got to come out of the world and see. Glory to God. Many people don't want to talk about sin. They don't want to talk about repentance. Glory to God. Because they don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. But the Bible says the messengers of the gospel. You got to tell the truth. You got to preach the truth of the God's word. Glory to God. Because that soul is on your hands. If you have not preached the truth of God's word. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We must preach the truth. We must tell the world that God so loved the world. We got to tell them that they got to come out of sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because it's the word. It's the word that's going to set them free. God Almighty. It's the word of God. Glory to God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, glory to God. It's up to you to choose this day who you're going to serve. Because you can't serve two masters. Glory to God. You can't serve God in the world and the devil. Glory to God. Glory to God. It just won't work. Hallelujah to Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. If you have said this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and create in me a clean heart. Create in me a clean heart. Because, see, it's in our heart. Glory to God. Create in me a clean heart, Father. And give me a right spirit. Give me a spirit to do right. Give me a spirit to live right. Give me a spirit to live for you. Glory to God. Because you can't do it on your own. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Ask him, oh, Father, forgive me of my sin. Wash me clean with your blood. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Ask the Lord to forgive you and believe and confess with your mouth
that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. Amen. Glory to God. Confess all of your sins, known and unknown. Glory to God. Repent of them and ask him to forgive you of your sin. So I renounce them all, Lord. I give my life to you this day, Lord. Forgive me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Wash me with your blood. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And ask him to set you free from everything that's binding you, or everything that's tormenting you, or defiling you. Ask him to help you, because you can't do it on your own now. Glory to God. Ask him, the Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Save my sin sick soul. Help me, Lord. Glory to God. If you said this prayer and you honestly to repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today, find you a Bible believing church, get your Bible, begin to read it, develop your relationship with God, leave me a message on Facebook, inbox me there if you have given your life to Christ today. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to get out of here. We're running out of time. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God out there, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Be blessed and have a great week. Let nothing steal your joy in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. All glory goes to the Lord.